Welcome to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer, producer and host of this program, and it's good to be with you. This week we are bringing you a talk from Creative Morning's Monthly Breakfast Series. We'll hear from Theopolis Smith, and his talk was called A Pandemic in a Pandemic in a Load of Laundry. The next voice you'll hear will be Creative Morning's host Kara Hackett introducing Smith. Please enjoy the show.
Welcome to Creative Mornings. We are live on the landing. I'd like to introduce Theopolis Smith III, who is also known as Fresh Laundry. He is primarily a self-taught artist whose work comes from an innate need and desire to create. Smith's practice is incredibly unique, both for its skill and its unlikely beginnings. As a young child, he found himself drawn towards the arts and has slowly but surely pieced together an original form of painting with certain connections to popular culture forms of representation like comic books and the quick sketches of character paired with a long history of traditional portraiture. Smith has been refining his practice over the last couple of years. His art brings broad appeal while staying fresh and keeping a varied approach to the formal aspects of their work. So please welcome Theopolis Smith.
Hello. Can everyone hear me? Can everyone hear me? Good. If you're happy and if you know it, clap your hands. I'm messing. But real talk though, I am honored to be here. I am honored, we're playing catch up actually, because once more, right before I was going to share this time with Creative Morning, everything shuts down. It's almost like the world was at an end, at a standpoint. We're in a pandemic, guys. I don't know how you feel about that, but if you could do something for me, I'm gonna revisit that real quick. If you could, close your eyes. And I want you to take some time real quick to reflect. I want to reflect on who you are right now. Who you were months before everything shut down and the world was going crazy, and figure out what family's doing and what does it look like? What is this virus about? What's tangible? What's not tangible? What's necessary? What do I want? What do I need? What is now? What does tomorrow look like? We're going to fast forward. So in the middle of a pandemic, we have another pandemic. If you haven't seen, I'm an African-American male. For some people, what I do or who I am or my culture may not have been a pandemic for you, but it affects you just the same. Now we're gonna fast forward a little bit more to how everything is somewhat normal. Somewhat back together, but still not the same. Potentially never to be the same. This is where we are now. I'm excited to say that hopefully during this transition, you are better than your yesterdays. I see a lot of creatives out here. I hope during this time that whatever you produce comes out under pressure. You know how like diamonds are made? You know how when you get into a scenario with coal and everything and all these different kind of compounds coming together and it's hot, it's not normal, it's not okay, it's frustrating, it's timid. But produce the beauty of things when the compounds are mixed, right? So whatever's in you comes out under pressure. I dare you after today as a creative person, and don't say that you're not creative because everyone's creative. Oh yeah, side note, I'm painting with a mask. We'll get to that later. But whatever is in you comes out under pressure. So whatever good things going forward as a creative, as an individual, as a human, I challenge you today. Never be the same as your yesterdays. What good treasures do you carry? For me, why do I create? It's a necessity. I could have wild out, I could go crazy, I can go nuts, but this is what I did. I found myself in a load of dirty clothes, how fitting. On my mother's and father's house, in their basement, in their floor, contemplating if I was gonna kill myself or do something detrimental. I turned that passion into art, where every night for night, bouts for bouts, I would create art. I would create 5 to 10 pieces per night. big pieces like this, if not bigger. But what saved me from doing that, what saved me from, you know, being in this mindset, thankfully I come from a family of faith. So, subscription of the Bible where David is talking to God saying, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, or a steadfast spirit, right? And the only time I felt that relief was either praying or talking to people or painting. So night for night, I would go in this fight. And I would just go nuts on the canvas. This is actually slow motion right now. But the bigger grand scheme of things, I would make these pictures. And anytime that I'm hanging pictures, this is me hanging my laundry. So that's the background footage of why I'm called Fresh Laundry. Now fast forwarding, pandemic and the pandemic. I've had the privilege of keeping my head above water. Things in this nation, in this city, in this world is not at its best, but I'm curious to know, as individuals, as creatives, what are you doing with your time that's so precious right now? For example, we're in a pandemic, right? What have you done this week that you could potentially never do again? What have you done this month that was wasteful? What have you done this month that sets you up as an investment to move forward in the future? My whole goal today is, of course, create a picture. That's cute, right? But at the end of the day is, my life, I don't know how long I got here. You don't know how long you got here. But I'm curious to know, what are you going to do when someone challenges you with the expectation of what are you going to do after you're being challenged? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it for others? So, hopefully I'm not preaching to the choir. Hopefully this is not something that's just nonchalant and it's just a Facebook message or we're going live and this is it. Just something cute, something cuddly. I'm truly investing in you. I'm investing into your future. I'm investing into your now. Creators, now more than ever, this is the time to be a domino effect. How do I know that? We're in a dying world, guys. And if it takes a crazy black man to come into the middle of an alley and hang up some pictures to get you to know that, I've done my job. I've done it well. So, I'm just happy to be able to create. Because guess what? I got one shot at this, and guess what? No one else can do what I can do. And you should have that same feeling. You should have that same notion, that same unction. I wake up every day and want this that bad. Speaking of spaces and being here in this alley, it's a quote that Dr. Cornel West, I'm going to paraphrase it. You could be a thermostat or a thermometer. You ever heard that before? One shapes the climate, one changes the climate. Actually, let me paraphrase that. One changes the climate, the other absorbs the climate. So, for whatever you put out there, it could be one of two things. You could change the atmosphere, or it could be absorbed and just taken as normal. So, I know this, God don't make normal people. He's never have. He doesn't make normal people. So, I encourage you once more to change your atmosphere. That's a like a heed today. Like you have no other choice but to heed to that today. So, after it's all said and done, I'm not sure what our new normal will look like. But I hope we're all breathing better. I hope that your families are well. I hope that your mind is clear for your journey. I hope that you create something beautiful. Doesn't have to be with paint. Doesn't have to be with material. Your actions. This is what's in my brain. So being In a pandemic of the pandemic, you got two choices. You can produce under pressure and make diamonds, or just absorb and just stay who you are and what you are. And I think, what better time than now to focus on who you are and what you're going to be or what you can be, what you're made of. Every day we had the choice to either shrink and stay the same. We see the people that unfortunately passed away and doctors trying to figure out stuff quick, and we have to social distance our loved ones where physical touch is what we crave it for. Like, I love people, like I hug people. Hard to do that. Then while you're trying to do that, the whole world stops for a second to see a African-American male on a screen for once that we all can see collectively. He says, I can't breathe. What do we do with that? I didn't come out here for us to be sad, but I'm curious to know, what are we gonna do now? I'm human. What are we gonna do now? You can start a dope fire. Not literally, unless you're making s'mores right now. Some people to that point, it's at a boiling point. Or you're just gonna simply love. It's a dope thing to do. I genuinely love people, man. Wouldn't trade it for the world. It's so quiet here, but I like that. It means you're thinking, hopefully. Some people may ask why I chose to use a mask to paint with, right? It's like, out of all things, he chooses a mask to paint with. These things right now are valuable, right? They were hard to come by at one time. They're tangible to some people. They protect us, right? They protect each other, right? Don't we do the same thing for each other? So I picked the most weirdest things because it echoes life. Another reason why I chose laundry. With laundry, every walk of life comes through a laundromat. And guess what? We don't talk about creed or colors. We don't talk about if you got tidy whities or boxers. But you swap life with each other, right? Or you at least have the chance to see the perspective of who is who, right? Then we have everything on display. And it's very a transparent situation in the laundromat. Could life be the same way? Could we come into the same space as people, as creatives, and just live, but also be kind enough to, you know, share a space with somebody else? And maybe some more people's heads, but that's why I create this atmosphere. If it was in a laundromat, it'd be dope too. But things happen. So my encouragement for you today is to continue to love, continue to create, continue to be better than your yesterdays, and just continue to be just loving people, man. This is just a fraction of people that are here right now, and I wish we had more space and opportunity, but I want to take my time to do something just real small and simple today. Nothing too crazy, but how bad do you want to live? How bad do you want others to live? How courteous do you want to be in this world? Because everything that you create, someone has a chance to see it. Whether it be your actions, whether it be your style of clothes, your music, or whatever you post, everything is a domino effect. So I'm doing my part. Hopefully you do yours too. So that's me in a nutshell. Thank you for your time. Hopefully you see what I'm doing over here too versus me scribbling. But yeah, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you again. for that amazing talk. Now, I'm opening the floor to questions. Raise your hand, I'll run to you. Maybe not run, but anybody got any questions?
I have two questions.
Okay.
One, would you consider yourself an empath?
Would I consider myself an impact?
Yeah, empath. Empath.
Okay, I'll just say it because it's echoing.
My bad, brother.
Yes.
So, that being said, how do you decide which feeling to display with your art? Because I, for myself, I feel an influx of everything all at once.
Sure.
So how do you feel like, how do you decide which one speaks to you more? Or do you just let your creation, your art, speak for itself as
it
you work?
It speaks for itself and it speaks back to me. And then also, too, depending on the subject, if I'm actually displaying it and sharing it with everybody, it will actually kind of mimic what everyone else is saying or kind of craving for. And I'm more so like an avenue or a voice with the art.
Theopolis.
Yes.
What can we do as a community to continue to support each other and to support each other through this movement, even while in a pandemic?
While in the pandemic? Mm-hmm. It's simple, actually. Just reach out to people. Genuinely ask, hey, how are you doing? Not asking for anything, but just, hey, how are you? What's going on in your life? And you have to be just as transparent enough to step up and saying, hey, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. And, hey, I'm having a sucky day. I'm having a happy day. How is your day going? You know, or, hey, I haven't figured it all out. Or I'm under pressure. You have to be able to build that trust with people and be able to honestly have those talks. I think that's important. It's healthy.
Yeah, I think so. Throughout this process of planning this event, it's just been so evident to me how willing you are to go with the flow of things, and like almost the complexities of things make it more beautiful to you.
Yes.
And I think that's been really awesome. This isn't really a question as much of it as just like, I guess I'm curious to see what led to that philosophy. Like, if you guys, just for some background, like there was a construction crew out here earlier and there was like this mad beeping sound going on. And I was like, I was getting stressed that the sound would, you know, get in the way. And Theo's like, no, it just adds to the atmosphere. And I feel like that's been his attitude throughout this whole process of planning this event. So right, I'm just curious what inspired that.
What inspires that?
Yeah, in you.
Because it's like, life is already enough complicated. It's like, why do you want to add more to the load? Like, why do you add fuel to the fire? On the bigger grand scheme of things. But also, too, it's like, it's there for a reason. You know, not like I said, I'm on some Matrix type stuff, but, you know, like, you're freaking Neo right now in this world. And, you know, you just have to learn how to maneuver around things. And, you know, just, hey, go with the flow, because it's going to happen. You know, life happens, but what are you going to do with life is the ultimate goal.
Awesome, thanks.
Very good question. Comment.
I have a question.
Got an answer.
You talked about staying connected, and, you know, we can't really hug people or touch people or even see people's faces. Mm-hmm. So how have you been staying connected to love and people and all that stuff during this time?
I have literally will randomly text people out the blue. I will literally call people out the blue. Heck, I even got back to writing. You know, back in the day, we used to take a pen and paper and talk to people. Even sending out messages like that, like, how cool is that just to be able to just, yep, I said the same thing yesterday. How cool is it to just be able to just check on somebody without wanting anything? Just to say, hey, what's up? How are you today? Or like, you know what? Even if you don't respond, hope your day is going well. Hope your week is going well. I just want to encourage your day. That's all I'm here to do. And, you know, bring that sunshine, bring that love, you know? So I love doing it. I get a thrill out of like loving on people. Anybody else? Microphone Ninja.
Hi. So I've seen you out in the community a lot since March and before.
Yes.
I saw you paint Marcus Garvey at the telethon last weekend.
Yes, yes.
So I was curious, who in the community is inspiring you, like artists or community members? Just who are you paying attention to right now?
I'm paying attention to wow, that's a good question. Who is inspiring me right now? I will say first, who is inspiring and who's been encouraging is, believe it or not, Councilman Glenn Hines. He said to me, he was like pretty blunt, because he could talk to me that way. He was like, hey, you're needed now. You're needed on so many levels, and your art speaks volumes. And if I didn't have that talk between him, my wife over here looking beautiful, and a host of other people, I would not be who I am today. So a lot of people have encouraged me, but that's one person that, kind of sticks out to me. Councilman Glenn Hines said, hey, get off your butt like and go do some dope stuff.
What makes you want to stay in Fort Wayne of all places?
Cause y'all got Coney Island here, yo. Not playing. we're well rooted here. My mother, my father, and my brothers are here. My dope brother right there. I'm sorry. So dope. But just a family unit here that we have here. My tribe is here. And even if we go anywhere else too, this is home. Even all, and just to let you know, background, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Go Cards.
Yeah.
Cup suck.
Yes.
but this is home though. So indeed. I'm here because it's a good community, it's to thrive here. And I'm needed here right now, I feel.
I got another one.
Got another answer. Let's get it.
How can we support you? How can we buy your art? How can we buy your community's art? Tell us everything.
So a couple ways of doing it. If you have Instagram, follow me on Instagram under That Laundry. Just straight That Laundry, like you're doing That Laundry. That Laundry, follow me. That will send a link to my website, which is Fresh Laundry. Fresh is spelled with PH. So Fresh Laundry. Follow me under there. And if you want to support my art and see what I'm doing as an artist, or if you want to communicate with me, that's another form, you know, way of doing so. But then also just a word of saying, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. Keep rocking. Oh yeah, this is a side note, total side note real quick. Hey, so I did a mural downtown in Fort Wayne. The first person that's not here right now, let me know how many sprinkles are on the mural downtown Fort Wayne across from the landing. If you can figure out how many sprinkles are there on the mural, I will give you free ice cream from a great, great spot. That's all I'm gonna say for right now. All right, back to us.
Will you tell us a little bit about the display you set up here today, why you chose these specific pieces and these clothes too?
So I chose these specific pieces based off of just what I had first tangible. But then also too, each one kind of has its own story. So those that are here, if you want to walk around with me, I would love to share more depth of it. But it has all walks of life. So everything around me has everything from every nationality to interesting story behind it. For example, like the blue hair lady here, she's bold, she's powerful, she's figuring out who she is. To the kids right here that are holding their ears closed, but it says, I know who. The rest of it is, I know who I am. Despite of everything that's around me that's going on, I know who I am first to be able to be the best version of me. It's one right here of George Floyd. I want to do something, and I told her that I would do it. But it's a picture of George Floyd with everything that happened, but I want to let you know the power of art. I've had the privilege yesterday and the day before yesterday to talk to someone that was close to George Floyd, and it was his sister. And I would like to play the message, and I'm going to hold up to my mic here, to what she said about me. And I want to just encourage you. This is not for clout. I don't want anything, but I just want to let you know what you can do as a creative person can do and what kind of influence that you have to help others. So this is the message that, once more, George Floyd's sister left for me. And we had the privilege to talk more and just unpack life together. So hopefully you can hear it.
It was such an honor to be able to find out who painted that beautiful canvas of my brother. I fell in love with that painting. The first time I saw it, I showed a lot of people. I shared it with a lot of people because I thought it was so powerful. You put a lot of your heart in that canvas, and I am forever grateful that you even took the time out of your day to think about him. It hit the world. It really hit the world, but you really put a lot of how you felt into that canvas, into that painting. I had to find out who did this canvas. I need him to speak with him immediately.
That says it all. Whatever you do, it may not mean a lot to you. You may think it's another day at the office. Whatever you do, big or small, affects everybody. Whatever your gift is, whatever your passion is, don't waste it. Don't be perfect in it. Strive for perfection, sure. Just do it. But you got to lose. We have some great people in this city that do some great things. Just do it. It don't have to be all put together. Just do it. You have kids. I have kids, yo. I'm not perfect. They see me do it. They deserve to see that, right? I see some dope people in this audience. I deserve to see you win. I want you to win. That's all I got.
This has been an episode of WBOI Presents. Special thanks to Kara Hackett, Devontae Beckham, Colin Madden, and the rest of the Creative Mornings team for making this show possible. Additional content from WBOI Presents and our community partners can be found at WBOI.org. Our music is by Mark Waldeck, Noah Campanonico, and Kurt Remke. Our web producer is Loyal Vandenberg. Our production assistants are Monica Blankenship, Diamond Thomas, and Michaela Veltum. Until next time, thank you for listening. From WBOI Fort Wayne.